And thank you, Kenny. 822, 77 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Baldwin County Public School Superintendent Eddie Tyler, Coach, as he's still affectionately called by some. Good morning,
Eddie. Good morning,
Lori. Thank you for joining us today. Back into our third Tuesday regime or schedule where we get an update from the school system. And this is an exciting week because it is graduation time.
It is. Yes.
And you've already attended one or two and a couple more to go.
Yes, Lori. I've attended a couple of little events prior to graduation week here. I was at Spanish Fort High School last night. The weather cooperated. Well done by the faculty and staff. A big crowd. And I think Baldwin County High School was last night. And I think they couldn't avoid the rain showers, but Craig Smith is retiring as principal, and he gave his last commencement speech, but they were able to get through the graduation.
Tonight is Robertsdale and Daphne.
Yes, it is. I'm going to Robertsdale tonight.
And let's see here. Foley is tomorrow night.
Foley's tomorrow night. Our virtual school is tomorrow afternoon, high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Fairhope, the mayor said the Fairhope's on Thursday night.
Fairhope is on Thursday night along with Alberta. I will be at the Fairhope.
You can't split yourself into two places at once, can you?
That's why I have a great senior staff.
And they just tell you when to show up, like here.
Exactly right.
We do appreciate them as well. So I know that it's always exciting to learn how many scholarships and the dollar value, but those are being tabulated as we speak, so we'll know more about that next month, right?
We will. They should be turned in by the end of the week. I do know last year we were between 90 and 91 million.
In scholarship
in
dollars?
In scholarship, yes.
Wow, and that takes athletic and academic and merges it
all?
It
puts them all together,
wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of Facebook activity of folks, children committing to certain colleges.
Correct.
For various reasons. If anyone is interested, if you haven't liked the Baldwin County Public School System Facebook page, whomever is doing it for you does a fabulous job. You do a spotlight of all different schools and different activities, and it's very enjoyable and informative.
Well, it's bright. It's informative. Chaz and Danielle and Brooke do a fabulous job. And speaking of this time of year, I do know we have Spanish Fort baseball and Spanish Fort softball competing for a state championship this week, as well as Fairhope High School competing, and I believe Daphne High School competing for a softball championship.
That's always very exciting. I was just looking at the Facebook. Look at this. You can see them trying to run from the rain. It looks like they got soaked. But the smiles on those graduates' faces, they don't care if they were wet or not.
I think the 2 years in a row I went, it rained, so I don't think they invited me back. But I did want to mention that Daphne 7A boys soccer won the state championship last week.
Isn't that exciting? I know that academics are the most important, but the extracurricular is also very important to create a more well-rounded, disciplined student.
Well, you would know that, I knew your son and how well-rounded he was, and it is about the total child, and I do think our school system, or any school system, works to develop that total child socially, mentally, and emotionally, and give them everything they need to grow into good adults.
I like the way you put that, the total child. Yeah, that's good. What else is going on? I know we always ask the same question, but we have new listeners each time, and so many people moving into Baldwin County. How is the school system keeping up with the growth, and what are the latest construction projects?
Well, I'm not sure if we're keeping up, but we're running a close second to that growth. You know, we hadn't built a school since 2009, and coming back in 2015, for the last 8 years, we're approaching close to $500 million in construction. That's with
a B. Without a new school. Those are additions then?
No, these are new schools. Since 2009, there has not been a new school till we built Baymanette Elementary in 2015.
Okay, I see.
And I'm sorry about that, but so we're every year we're adding a school or we're adding additions. We just are purchasing, getting ready to purchase some land for a new Loxley Elementary. We've broken ground on Silver Hill's new school that we're hoping up in August of 2024.
And just finished, what, a Rockwell? Or a
finished
Spanish
a Stonebridge.
Fort? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm, which is in the Spanish Fort feeder pattern. So we've also revealed plans for a new Alberta Middle School. So there's an addition to Alberta High School. There's just a lot going on.
Fairhope High had their renovations and additions, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
It was probably about 4 years ago, yes. We built them a huge wing, and we've also dropped a ninth grade academy between the high school and the middle school. Daphne High School just opened their ninth grade academy this past year, and we're looking at our other sites to see where we need to build a standalone ninth grade academy.
Are you still, is the school system looking for land to acquire for the future, or do you still have a bit that you're sitting on in anticipation of the future?
I think because there was no schools being built when we all started this project of finding land and building schools when I got back here in 2015, there was not a lot of acquired land. Now, we are constantly, John Wilson's constantly looking for land. That's we got a beautiful Silver Hill property, beautiful Loxley property. We've got the Baldwin Prep Academy coming up on Highway 59 that we hope to open up in August of 24. That was a donation of land. We've got some land donated for a future high school over on 59. So, and we've got some land that was just donated for the Alberta Middle School. And so we are having some folks donate, but a lot of times we go out and purchase.
Mm-hmm. Refresh our memories on the Baldwin Prep Academy.
Baldwin Prep Academy, it's all about workforce development. I've always heard that the state of Alabama, the workforce is aging. I think we all see that, especially mm-hmm. our age. And there's been nothing done about it other than talk. Well, about 4 years ago, going to our board, we decided to be proactive. We had some land donated to us on 59, very high visibility. If you've ever driven 59 between Loxley and Baymanette mm-hmm. or Stapleton, you'll see it. And that will house 10th through 12th grade students that want to look at going into maybe a career after graduation, biomedical, law enforcement, cybersecurity, welding. We're partnering with people like Austal, Airbus, those people like that. Thompson Tractor has reached out, Caterpillar, Infirmary Health, USA Health, all these factors will go into that building, and a student can come and be there all day. It's not like the old trade school where you go to south or north, go half a day, then go back to your base school. That eats up a lot of time. You can take your core classes at Baldwin Prep and graduate and still go back to your base school in the afternoon to compete in extracurricular activities.
How many students will that accommodate?
Well, we're building it for the future, but we're hoping to open it up somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 400, 500 students and then grow from there.
Okay. And when is that completion target date?
Well, I think our contractors and everybody are peddling hard to August of 2024. We would love to open that up. We've already got us a Baldwin Prep principal that's been named, and that's Adam Seeley. And we've got that this summer they're going to be advertising for core teachers so that curriculum can be developed for a year.
Okay. Yeah, it takes a lot of work to prepare before you open. It
takes a lot of work before you open.
And now, what about the vocational academy or the school or the building next to the Fairhope Airport? That wasn't just the public school effort. It was a conjunction
effort. It was an effort, right, Fairhope and the school system, because we don't want to duplicate a lot of programs. We'll find a use for that building, but I think that the most of that will be offered at the new Prep Academy.
Is that building one that in conjunction with community colleges and stuff, or is it just strictly the school system's building?
Well, I think the school system actually paid for the building and built it.
Okay.
But it was in conjunction collaboration with the city, I believe. I'm not sure if Coastal now was involved or the Airport Authority. I can't really recall.
Okay. Let's see, what else do we want to talk about that we haven't yet? Oh, well, the last day of school is coming up just around the corner. Is that this week or next?
No,
next week?
It's. I think a lot of people would wish it would be this week.
Right.
But we got to get through graduation this week. Exams are all next week, starting the, what is that, Monday the 22nd, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the last
day for... Some of them start Friday, right?
The last day for... you're right. The last day for students is the 24th on a Wednesday. Last day for teachers is on the 25th. And then we roll into Memorial Day weekend.
And then it is summertime.
It is.
What kind of... I know it's a, I guess more of a skeleton operation in the summertime.
It is. Well, all 12-month employees are year-round, naturally. We're year-round, and, you know, sometimes we will contract with individual employees to come in the summer and do work that needs to be done, say, academically, special needs, things of that nature. Of course, this summer we have our literacy camps because, you know, the Alabama Literacy Act and the Alabama Numeracy Act dealing with math. We have to continue to prepare and educate our children all during the summer so that when those tests come up on the ACAP testing, grades 2nd through 8, the high school exam, the ACT, we basically keep prepping for that all summer and all into the new year.
Is that what we called old-fashioned summer school, or is that a grade-based preparation?
No, there is summer school that still goes on.
Okay.
And that's usually housed at our schools that run summer school that need it. We don't bring them to one location. The ACAP is a grade 8, 2nd through 8 exam that deals with literacy and also the Numeracy Act. So those are things that we have to continue to prepare our teachers to be ready to deliver.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you would like to mention I have not thought to ask?
Well, we appreciate everyone's support and patience during this graduation time. I would ask that everyone just kind of step back and take a breath. Enjoy the summer with your children and your family. I know our teachers, even though they aren't off all summer, they're continuously doing professional development. And a lot of people have a misconception that these teachers just go and play during the summer, but that's not the case. They're working 12 months a year so that they can better themselves to give our children the best they can give them when school starts.
Well, hopefully they get some play time.
Oh, trust me, I believe they will.
Very, very well deserved. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler joining us the third Tuesday of each month here on WABF. If you miss it, you can listen later at WABF1480.com. It is now 8:30.